Engaging, timeless, and thought-provoking. The Quran itself refers to Surah Yusuf as the best of stories. Lessons for the young and old, warnings for the oppressor and tyrant, and hope for the broken and abandoned. The tafsir of Surah Yusuf with Maulana Sulaiman Rawat, only on Sabah al-Muslim.
So yesterday we discussed the response of Yaqub alayhi salam to the request by his sons that he allowed them to take Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam with them when they go out to graze the animals and to do the work outside the house. قَالَ إِنِّي لَيَحْزُنُنِي أَن تَذْهَبُوا بِهِ. He said, well, the first reason is I don't like to be separated from him. It causes me grief. وَأَخَافُ أَن يَأْكُلَهُ الذِّئْبُ وَأَنْتُمْ عَنْهُ غَافِلُونَ. And I fear that a wolf may devour him while you are unmindful of him. Now, they were already planning. Part of their plan was to come back and say a wolf had devoured him. Wild animals in those days used to prey on young children and eat, kill them to eat them and that kind of thing. So they were going to use it as an excuse, and he brought that up already. But it did not deter them today. Our father is a Nabi. You know, certain things may be, you know, he may be inspired to say certain things. Let's be careful. They continued with their plan. Actually, they tried to put him at ease. They said, لَإِنْ أَكَلَهُ الذِّئْبُ وَنَحْنُ عُصْبَةً إِنَّا إِذَا لَخَاسِرُونَ. If a wolf devours him while we are a strong group, then we should surely have lost everything. We're a big group of strong men. We'll look after him. No wild animal, no wolf will come and devour him. فَلَمَّا ذَهَبُوا بِهِ وَأَجْمَعُوا أَن يَجْعَلُوهُ فِي غَيَابَةِ الْجُبْ. Then when they went away with him and agreed to cast him into an obscure well, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ لَتُنَبِّئَنَّهُمْ بِأَمْرِهِمْ هَذَا وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. We instilled into them, that you, into him rather, you will inform them of this act and they will not recognize you. You will inform them of this act and they will not recognize you. So they took Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Now it was time to execute the plan. Time to execute the plan. And when it was time to execute the plan, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala inspired Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. How? Whether he saw a dream, whether the thought just came to his mind, whether an angel came and told him, whether he received revelation. There is debate as to, you know, whether you can receive revelation before the age of 40, etc., if you are a Nabi. That the Quran does not specify, and there are various views of the Mufassirin. But Allah inspired him that don't worry, be calm, it will all work out. Ultimately, you will be in a position of authority, and you are one day going to tell them that this is what you did. And it happened towards the end of Surah Yusuf. The verse comes when he tells them, do you remember what you did to Yusuf and his brother? And they said, are you Yusuf? So, you know, but a lot happened before that. A lot of challenges, a lot of suffering. So imagine at that point Allah is telling him that don't worry, don't grieve. In the end, it'll all work out for you. Yet he had to go through a lot before it worked out for him. And that's the nature of life. You don't just get to the top. You don't just achieve. You have to go through a lot. Now, look at the style of the Quran in narrating the story. Normally, if it was a novel or if it was, you know, a story that wanted to grip people's emotions, there would be minute detail about what happened. You know, Yusuf alayhi salam pleading for mercy, the brothers putting him in the well, and how the whole thing played out. If somebody wants to tell a story, they could have told a story like that, you know, just to, you know, to tug at people's cords of emotion. It would have turned hearts which are rock hard into wax with the emotion. This young boy taken away from his father, trusting of his own brothers, his own flesh and blood, and now they put him in the well, and as they're walking away, he's screaming and wailing. All of those details you can imagine what a story it would have been. But the Quran doesn't speak about any of that. They are narrations. The authenticity of those narrations, only Allah alone knows. Many of them are what we call Israiliyat, narrations that come from the Banu Israel. But Allah gets straight to the points pertaining to the lessons that we need to learn. That whole emotional scene is not relevant because there's no lesson to learn from that. It must have been emotional. A young boy left alone now in a well by his brothers. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala just mentions this point, that we informed him that this is something that will happen. It has to happen. Don't worry. It will all work out for you at the end of the day. So they gathered now and they planned, they executed their plan, that they're going to put him in that that crevice, so that that part on the top of the well, and then leave him there, and then whoever takes him, takes him. And he was then given this inspiration or given this revelation. After that, they now come back to the father, and that discussion will take up on Monday, inshallah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding and the ability to take all the lessons from Surah Yusuf.